Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Adani Enterprises Limited Q4 FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. Just note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohit Natarajan from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vikram. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I welcome you all to the 4Q FY 2023 earnings call for Adani Enterprises. We have with us from the management team, Mr. Vinay Prakash, Director, Adani Enterprises and CEO of Natural Resources. We also have Mr. Robbie Singh, Group CFO, Mr. Saurabh Shah, Finance Controller, and Mr. Manan Vakharia from the Investor Relations. We will start with the brief opening remarks from the management, followed by the question and answer session. Thank you, and over to you.
Hi, my name is Robbie Singh, Group CFO and CFO of Adani Enterprises. I welcome you all to the earnings call to discuss FY 2023 results and quarter four FY 2023. AEL's current portfolio of business, both established and incubating, are spread across different verticals in energy utility, transport logistics, direct to consumer, and primary industries. Within primary industries, which will be addressed by Vinay, we have established businesses of mining services and integrated resource mining with a developing sector in commercial mining. For the sustained long-term growth, we are making significant progress in our attractive incubation pipeline focused on energy and utilities, which is Adani New Industries, Green Hydrogen Ecosystem, and full service data center, Adani Connects. Transport and logistics, within which Adani Airport Holdings and Adani Road Transport. These businesses will further accelerate value creation for AEL shareholders. Our performance for quarter four and financial year 2023 reflects our strong financial foundation and momentum. Consolidated total income for the year increased by 96% to 138,175 crore. Consolidated EBITDA increased by 112% to 10,025 crore. With strong performance from both established and incubating businesses. Consolidated profit after tax increased by over 200% to 2,473 crore. All three lines, top line and bottom line, increased in triple-digit percentage terms. In EBITDA terms, the business has doubled in size in the last 12 months. Our financial results for the year need to be appreciated in the light of following. For the first time, EBITDA of incubating businesses at 5,043 crore, which is a growth of 375%, is higher than the operating business EBITDA, continuing business EBITDA, which itself grew at 36% to 4,982 crore. This signifies both operational excellence in relation to existing businesses and coming of age of our incubating businesses. Secondly, the growth in EBITDA has been achieved while keeping debt at almost the same level as last year. Our focus on maintaining credit quality of AEL is demonstrated in these financial numbers. As a result, our net debt to EBITDA ratio has more than halved to 2.2x from 5.2x during the last year. Giving you a quick snapshot of operational aspects of incubating businesses. During the quarter, cell manufacturing line was made operational for 2 GW. Also, we completed the upgradation of module line of 2 GW with TOPCon technology. In wind manufacturing, prototype 1 of 5.2 MW facility is completed in the last quarter, and we expect the certification to be achieved by June this year. Blade manufacturing facility, the ramp-up work and machine installation has started, and we expect to be completed in next few quarters. From an operational point of view, module sales increased by 4% this quarter. In airports, our passenger traffic increased by 72% and air traffic movement by 56%. In the Adani Road Transport business, three of our HAM projects have completed and another 10 projects are well on their way to completion and are on schedule. Significantly, in the ESG journey, our DGSS score, which was 51, it was arbitrarily adjusted by DGSI by 5 points to 46, but it remains significantly above industry average of 21. Under the ANIL ecosystem, we won the Aegis Gramwell Award for category for innovation in manufacturing, and Mumbai Airport has achieved the highest level 4+ transition on carbon management. With this, I hand over to my colleague Vinay, who will take you through mining services and IRM business highlights. Vinay, over to you.
Thanks, Robbie, and good evening to all. As far as the mining service business is concerned, Adani Enterprise Limited is the pioneer of MDO, Mine Development Operator concept in India. With an integrated business model that spans across developing mines as well as the entire upstream and downstream activities. It provides a full service range, right from seeking various approvals, land acquisition, INR, developing required infrastructure, mining, beneficiation, and transportation to the designated consumption plant, which is thermal power stations. PKB mine, which is the first mine of MDO, is located in the state of Chhattisgarh and has become the first mine to achieve the production milestone of 100 million metric ton cumulative by this year, and which we achieved in the last quarter. During the quarter, the company has won 3 commercial mines, Puranga, which is in Chhattisgarh, Gondbera Ujjaini, which is in MP, and northwest of Madheri, which is in Maharashtra. With this, company is now MDO for 8 coal blocks, 2 iron ore blocks, as well as we have now 10 commercial mine blocks with a combined peak rated capacity of 140 million plus metric ton per annum. These projects are located in the states of Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, and Orissa and Jharkhand. The mining production in the quarter 4 FY23 increased by 17% to 10 million metric ton on a year-on-year basis, and the further dispatch increased to 7.9 million metric ton. During the quarter, the revenue from the mining increased by 18% to rupees 803 crores and EBITDA increased by 8% to rupees 311 crores. As far as the IRM business is concerned, integrated resource management business, we have continued to develop business relationship with a diversified customer across various end user industries. We remain the number one player in India, and our endeavor to maintain the leadership position going forward remains intact. The volume in quarter 4 FY23 increased by 20% to 20.5 million metric ton on a year-on-year basis, and the EBITDA for the year quarter 4 has increased by 42% to rupees 859 crores on account of improved relation on year-on-year basis. Thank you.
We are open to Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask question, please press star 1 now. We take a first question from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Nikhil Abhyankar, your line is unmuted. Please go and ask your question.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Please go ahead, sir. We can hear you.
So now that the things have settled down, after the have we finalized our CAPEX plans for the next year? So if it is, then can you just give the quantum and where this CAPEX will go? Can you just give a guidance on that?
See, overall, our CAPEX is split into the relevant categories. So I'll go one by one. In relation to transportation, which is airport and road, yeah, the CAPEX numbers for next year are broadly about $2.1 billion. This is all at exchange rate of 80. Then data centers and new industry, which is utilities, there is about $800 million. Then we have in the materials area, where it approximately we expect the capex to be about $1 billion. So total capex about $3.8 billion for the year across our incubating businesses and our continuing businesses.
Understood. And sir, anything regarding green hydrogen plants and something around that?
No, green hydrogen plants, as indicated, remain on a foot. We expect the capex to start ramping up from about financial year 25, but really from about financial year 26, as we have indicated before. Due to certain, as you know, the market discussion in relation to that, made up short seller report, we just wanted to, focus on the committed capex for the 12-month period. But and that means that our ramp-ups will be slightly higher towards 2028 to 2030. But aside from that, in the core infra and energy and utility space, plans continue afoot.
Understood, sir. And so our capacity for solar manufacturing is now all 3.5 gigawatt. So should we expect the sales to almost double from here in the coming year? And what kind of margins do you expect on that?
So more than the margin, I think we are currently focused on the completion of the integrated program, because our ultimate aim is to produce the cheapest hydrogen. In the interim period, yes, the integrated manufacturing division will also sell to third parties. There we expect normal about between 20 to 25% margin. But as I mentioned, the bigger aim of the integrated manufacturing facility is to control the input cost of green hydrogen, and that's where our focus remains, is to complete the integrated facility.
So, but since there is going to be no capex till FY25, you said, regarding green initiatives, so most likely 100% of this volume should be gone to the third party, right?
No. So the modules will go to third parties, but when we do the integrated development, there's not just the all day. For example, we have to we are in the process of and already planning for the testing of electrolyzer, for wind, testing electrolyzer for solar, testing electrolyzer for hybrid plants. So all of that work is going on. Certification of the 5.2 megawatt wind turbines going on. So it's not just the sale and production. The aim is towards green hydrogen production. In the meantime, yes, there are commercial orders, and I think the next major objective for us is to complete the ingot wafer manufacturing facility. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, yes, ongoing sales will continue. Sales on, as I mentioned in my commentary, sales are already for the quarter were at 375 megawatts. So sales are already ramping up. So we will hit the two gigawatt of sales also.
Okay, sir. Yes. Understood. So just a final question on mining operations domestically and in Carmichael. So what is the target for production domestically as well as in Carmichael's? And now specifically for Carmichael's, can you share the revenue and EBITDA for Carmichael's in Q4 FY23?
Q4 FY23 EBITDA for Carmichael in terms of the rupee EBITDA, 780 crore.
Okay. And the revenue, sir?
For the
revenue?
Revenue is 1,746 crores.
1,600, how much? Okay. And so any targets for the production in the coming year?
Vinay can answer that, but we want target for the 15 million ton production. We are at run rate of 1.1 to 1.2 million ton. Vinay, can you please specifically answer?
So target for the next year is 12 million ton for as far as the Carmichael is concerned. As far as domestic mining is concerned, we are targeting to touch 40 million ton for sure in next year. But then we have to keep in mind that there are certain other challenges also which we have to face, and we have to achieve those numbers. So, yeah. So 40 to 12 is the number which we want to, if you want to give up.
I think I'll just add and embellish that. So 12 million ton is the commercial mining from Carmichael, and 40 million ton is the MDO mining services and MDO service contracts. Yeah.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. We take a next question from the line of Apurva Bahadur from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So two questions. Firstly, on the TOPCon module line side, I believe it's we have just commissioned the module line. The cell line which we have commissioned is not TOPCon yet, right?
TOPCon.
The cell line is TOPCon as well, 2 gigawatts.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. And so secondly is, I believe we have plans for integrated module manufacturing. We participated in the first phase of the PLI. Why did we not participate in the second phase, given that I believe our plan was to extend it till 10 gigawatts?
No, I think for us, it's not a question of participation. It's just a question of our business case. So we are comfortable with where we are in relation to the integrated facility that we want to have in the near term. So there's no specific, if you want to participate, we want to complete and build, not just participate and keep the capacity. So we are, at the moment, we are comfortable with where we need to be in relation to the hydrogen chain. And based on that plan, we are sufficient in relation to our current capacity planning for integrated solar lines, including, ingot wafers, cell module, and also ancillaries, plus the wind turbine facility.
So we will have around 4 gigawatts of integrated capacity.
As of now, yes.
As of now. Okay, fair enough. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on decent numbers and also the deleveraging that we saw in the second half. Sir, a few questions. Firstly, if I'm looking at the segmental performance, there's a marked improvement in the roads performance, which we've started reporting from this quarter onwards. So what is it pertaining to? Our EBIT has gone up from 122 crores to 1430 crores.
I think Nirav, I don't want to comment on the adjective. But I think we've doubled the size of EBITDA of the company, and if my colleagues are feeling disheartened that you just call it decent, not spectacular. aside from that, they are all very upset that 100% growth in cash. So I think what you are witnessing both in airports and in roads is the power of the incubation model. So last 2 or 3 years was our capex intense period. Now what you are seeing is the return on those assets rapidly speeding up as the assets are coming online, and that will also continue because airport is still in early stage of ramp up, very early stage of ramp up. And next year we'll have our 8th operating airport, which in Mumbai will be up and running. And when the Mumbai airport is up and running, we already have a backlog of 17 airlines wanting to come to Mumbai, new. So, So there is so what you are now seeing is the strength of the incubation model, and this incubation model will continue to bear fruits till those assets are big enough for us to consider the demerger plans like we did with Adani Green, ATGL, Adani Power, etc. over the last decade. So we expect that from an AEL perspective, you will continue to see the incubating businesses come into their own, because from next year or within 18 months' time, you see the data center numbers come in. From next year, you'll also see Carmichael numbers come in on full basis. You will then also see the by 2025, 26, you start seeing the green hydrogen ecosystem come on its own. So there's Adani Enterprise has a lot of runway and is poised very, very well, as we have indicated. And it's unfortunate that we had to go through this politicized, malicious report. But you see the numbers, the cash flow growth, the top line growth, the profitability growth. These are all triple digit numbers. And also, which we always indicated to the market, as you commented on leverage, that the group has been on a deleveraging trend since 2015-16. It's been going on for 8 years, and it is continuing. And I think these numbers, plus our portfolio companies have reported, like Adani Green, etc., they are also plus 50% growth. And you've seen, and you will continue to see this across the group. For us, the incubation story is just starting.
So, just on the roads performance specific, I mean, there was no asset sale. I mean, it is all the business EBITDA that we've seen in the roads segment.
Yes, because the EBITDA has, that's why, if you recall, we always say, and sometimes, we have this debate with analysts that why do we use run rate EBITDA? This is exactly what you are seeing. See, last year EBITDA was artificially low because assets were just completing. So this year you see the full year effect. All of a sudden you see all the numbers. And this year also, when you see the run rate number is a lot higher than this number because assets have completed, but EBITDA has only come for 1 month or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So all of our businesses are that way because you have fast-growing businesses. And what you are seeing is the power of the asset development program. And now you are seeing that the EBITDA is catching up.
Got it. So second question is on, we mentioned that we have done an EBITDA of around 780 crores from Carmichael Mines. If I look at the segmental performance, where does it get reflected, sir?
It's part of the mining segment in case of the Australia mine as well as on the Indonesia mine.
Correct.
So it's IRM.
Yes.
No. Part of the mining segment.
Mining segment.
Mining segment is
there. Okay, so I'm seeing only IRM, MDO, and then the other segments. So,
so when you are seeing the presentation, MDO is separately shown. In the UFR, if you will see, there is a mining segment under which the entire thing sits. Hello. I think Nirav has dropped off. Can we take the next question? Once he joins back, we can take him on the queue.
Thank you, sir. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone now. We take the next question from the line of MB Mahesh from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. Just two questions. How would you explain this sharp increase in finance costs in 4Q? It's gone up from 600 crores to 1525 crores.
So one,
hello,
that is largely related to two elements. One is the right of use lease cost in relation to the rail in Australia. And second, the continuing CapEx program in the airport business.
Okay, and the second question, how do you look at the debt levels in this year and what is the expected repayment schedule?
No, debt repayment schedule is specifically outlined in a presentation on the various maturity structures. There is a separate credit presentation which will also be released overall. Sure. But as I mentioned, our debt gross debt numbers, our net debt numbers, not changed between this year and last year.
Okay.
And also our debt is on net debt to EBITDA is 2.2 times.
Absolutely. Thanks. One clarification. There has been a significant reduction in short-term debt in airports and Australia project. If you could just kind of explain what's happened here.
No, that is basically from airport time. It has put in place for part of our airport SPV's longer-term capital plan, and precisely the same thing happened for Australia as well.
Okay. Perfect. Done. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star 1 now. Take the next question from the line of Saloni Ajmera from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Please go ahead, ma'am. I can hear you.
Yeah.
Please speak a little. Please use the handset, ma'am.
I am using my handset already. Can you hear me now?
No, you'll have to speak a little louder then.
Okay.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to know about our new industries limited. So we have total investments of around USD 50 billion by FY 2030. So if you can give the capital allocation of supply chain products, green hydrogen generation and downstream products.
That we will revert to you separately, because although we have the numbers, overall, just to give you a broad idea, approximately 65% is for the generation element of green hydrogen power, green power. Downstream is about between 13 to 14%. Same number for the actual electrolyzer for green hydrogen, and the rest is within the manufacturing ecosystem.
Okay, so got it. And if you can, you know, throw some light on Mundra Green Hydrogen Hub.
So that currently we are focused on the integrated manufacturing system, certifications for the onshore wind turbines, preparatory work, pre-engineering work for the downstream systems, pre-engineering work for the generation plant, etc. So all of that work is going on. In each element, the work is underway. On the specific, if you have a detailed question, I think we will take the question on note and we can send out a detailed note.
Okay, sir. Got it.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1. We take the next question from the line of Rohit Natarajan from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. So one thing that we have had is a tremendous growth in the, you said in the opening remarks about the integrated resource management in terms of volumes for this year. But now that we've seen that the coal prices have corrected, there is even a saying that probably the volumes could also be corrected. Well, what could be the guidance for FY24 as such for the IRM part?
Vinay?
Yeah, so thanks for the question. In fact, you're right, the prices have corrected. But as we have been mentioning it for last few years, we are more into our service functions. We are now spread it into a complete country with set up at all the places. So the possibility of our volumes going down drastically is not there. It all depends on how much import will be required. What we can assure you that our market share will be higher to last year. Now, numbers will depend on what type of imports will be seen by the country in next financial year.
Okay. My second question is more to do with your mining portfolio. I saw that your presentation speaks about the peak rated capacity of 110 MMT once every mines are operational. And currently, our operational capacity says we are at 51 MMT, and Enterprises is doing, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around 25 MMT. So what could possibly bridge this volume? I mean, which are the mines that could possibly be operational in the near term that can drive up the numbers in FY24?
Okay. So all these mines which we are talking about comes out with a mine plan, which indicates that what is going to be a first year volume and what is going to be a ramp up volumes. So let us talk about one mine, which is Talabira, where we have the peak capacity as 23 million ton. And last year, we did only 10 million ton. Now, the customer has given us the ramp-up plan according to their mine plan understanding, which says that by FY26, we have to achieve 23 million tons. So we are equipped to do it. If customer wants it to be 23 million tons before that, we can do it. So it depends on the customer and the mine plan to take it to a peak capacity as notified into in the mine plan. So currently the mines which we are operating have the peak capacity of 50 million ton. So if everything goes well and the customer agrees, we can take up to 50 million ton from existing mine in by FY25, FY26.
Got it, sir. Got it. Sir, any color on the new mines that you have won, the commercial development? You haven't announced the capacity as such, which I believe is under consideration. So what exactly will be the expected coal grade, stripping ratio, EBITDA per ton for the commercial mines that you have won in the recent past?
So the commercial mine which we are taking are a mix of underground mine and open cast mine. They're also a mix of explored mine and unexplored mine. So I can give you a detail of mine by mine. Like Dhiroli is there, we have mine capacity declared as 5 million ton now. But there are at least 5 blocks which are unexplored blocks where we have to do the exploration. We have to finalize the GR and we have to agree for mining peak capacity in those. So it will be a little early for me to give you a reasonable number, a right number on the peak capacity as well as the contribution which is going to be added in the kitty.
Okay. The mining services, if I'm not mistaken, were impacted due to the slower volumes in PEKB mine. Is that issue sorted out?
Yeah, so it was moving from phase 1 to phase 2, and we were expecting it to be very smooth, but we got an issue of 1.5 to 2 months time. It is sorted out. We are already working in phase 2, and we are very hopeful that we'll continue like this, considering this mine's requirement for Rajasthan government.
Sure. Thank you on that mine part. Now my question moves on to the roads part. We've given in the presentation that we have plans to have a portfolio of 12,000 kilometers by 2026 from a portfolio of 5,000 kilometers at this point in time. So logically, if we are targeting this portfolio, we should be winning at least 3,000 kilometers every year, which is a substantial chunk in the market share as such. So what is our roadmap for that?
Just one second. I think that's our stated projecting. I'm not will you want to go by project and how that will come, but we've outlined a number based on our current best estimate in relation to where we stand on bidding and other opportunities in the country.
Okay, but would you give some color on maybe will it be hybrid annuity model, TOT, BOT, anything on that part?
Mainly BOT.
Okay, so given that you have a HAM portfolio right now, will you be monetizing it once the PCOD or COD is done? Is there any asset monetization, scope of asset monetization over there?
No, see, if we, you see, when you look at this, since you asked the question, you know, I'm answering this for you in a more detail than it implied in your question. See, one is that we, as I mentioned, our growth plan is in the BOT model. The reason is that we believe that we are best placed to address that risk in combination with execution and operations. So that's where we can deploy our capital in the most effective manner. Now, initially, to set off, we undertook a certain number of HAM projects. Now, HAM projects are not a natural, from a risk-return perspective, not a natural fit for a long-term infrastructure hold where we need to grow the businesses. If we understand traffic risk, that's the best risk we can take because that's a direct consumer risk in India. So we are looking at it from that point of view. If you look at our like airports or look at Adani transmission growth in distribution, Adani Total Gas in distribution, that is all a direct synchronization with the aspirational rise of the Indian consumer. Similarly, we believe that BOT project offers the same opportunity, consumer opportunity in the road sector. So if we look, if we look at some monetization of things like that, we will look at from a whole of business perspective rather than just specific assets. We are not really, we hardly ever do any specific asset monetization unless it's a specific thing like where a partner brings a very specific expertise like on containers, like terminals at port, etc. But otherwise, either we look at a platform basis or we'll continue our development of the BOT model.
Sure, sure. Thank you. Thank you for that detailed explanation. I will get back into the queue for more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sure. Sir, I mean, how much capex have we spent on Navi Mumbai Airport till date? And out of the total?
We will take that question specifically because it's a CWIP work in progress. Whatever number I give you will be wrong in 2 weeks' time when the next billing goes out fortnightly.
Okay.
We can give you the schedule. It's expected to complete calendar year 2024, last quarter, and it's on track for that. But we will take that question and we will respond in writing.
Got it, sir. That's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I have 2-3 questions. My first question is on airports. So there was this recent report, media report, which said that center is likely to go slow on airport privatization plan. So what are you hearing on this in respect to new airport additions, which you are targeting earlier over a post the recent set of airports?
No, I think, we are ready. We have our network plan. We target airports that we would like to get. We are not heard anything other than the fact that AVO privatization would continue. There can be a timing movement here or there, but we haven't heard anything to the contrary in relation to the airport divestment by the government.
Okay, and a couple of questions on hydrogen. The Gujarat cabinet said that they approved some 2 lakh hectares of land for green hydrogen projects for 5 companies. So is this incremental land we are looking at in another location from our base location, or where are we looking at this land for the green hydrogen project?
This is incremental over and above our current holdings.
So this is another 80,000 hectares of land which we are looking at, and it's at a completely different location. So is it also like sort of synergistically located like the other one which we had?
Yes.
And lastly, there was this planned commissioning of test phase of 0.2 million ton hydrogen in the part of FY26. Is there a revised timeline for this?
We are just working through that. It will be plus 1 year.
So it could be like FY27, early FY27 now
yes.
For the test.
Yes.
0.2
yes. Million. Yes. Yes.
Right. Thanks. These are my questions, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question. I'd now like to hand the conference back over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you to Antique team, and thank you to Vinay and Saurav, Manan, Rahul, and team for this. And from our point of view, you know, thanks to the questions. We are pleased to continue to showcase the business strength and business momentum, and you've seen that in effectively doubling of business in 1 year. So thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining with us, and you may now disconnect your lines.